from Spark and Anvil and WitQuest. This is Dry, in Chapter 1 of the WitQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In Latonia, where Wit wins the day, Dry was the calmest creature in the whole kingdom, and somehow the funniest. She had a flat, level voice and a face that never cracked, not even a twitch. And she would say the most absurd things imaginable in that perfectly serious, slightly bored tone, as if she had no idea she'd said anything funny at all. "I appear to have a duck on my head," she'd observe, with the mild calm of someone mentioning the weather. "I have named him Gerald." And the room would howl, precisely because she hadn't.
"You didn't even smile, and that's what made it funny,"
a young comic gasped. "That's the whole secret," Dry said, utterly calm. "My name is Dry. I keep deadpan, saying something ridiculous with a completely serious face. Not a flicker. The funny isn't in the words alone. It's in the gap, the space between the silly thing I said and the straight face I said it with. The flatter my face, the wider the gap, the bigger the laugh." Mirth, the warm guildmaster, chuckled. "Show them the gap," she said.
Dry demonstrated. First, she said a silly line while laughing at it. "I have a duck named Gerald, hee hee." Small smile from the room. The laugh leaked out and lost its power. Then she said the exact same line with her flat, calm, faintly bored face, and the room roared. "Same words," Dry noted, expressionless. "But when I laugh, I do the work for you, and there's nothing left to surprise you. When I stay flat, you have to notice it's funny, and that little jolt of noticing is the laugh." She did not smile. "Never laugh at your own deadpan. The straight face is the whole gift." The young comic nodded, delighted. "So I have to keep it together no matter what?" "No matter what," Dry confirmed, as a duck, possibly Gerald, wandered calmly across her head.
Mirth asked Dry to teach in the guild. "Our young comics crack themselves up and spoil the joke," she said. "Would you teach them the calm?" Dry agreed, without visible enthusiasm, which made the young comics giggle. When she teaches, she gives one flat rule. Say the silly thing like it's the most ordinary fact in the world. Don't grin, don't wink, don't laugh. Let your serious face do the comedy. The bigger the gap between what you say and how calmly you say it, the funnier it lands. A young comic practiced. With a totally straight face, he announced, "I have decided to become a professional clown. Flat, calm, serious." The guild cracked up, and he managed, just barely, not to. "You held the face," Dry said, with the faintest possible nod of approval. "That's deadpan. The calm did the work."
After the lesson, Dry sat with the young comics, calm as ever, watching the Loctonia sunset with her unreadable, level gaze. For a long time, Dry had quietly worried that her flatness made her seem cold, that while the bouncy, giggly comics radiated warmth, she just sat there, blank-faced, and people might think she didn't care or didn't feel the fun. But sitting calm in the gold light, having watched a whole guild howl at her perfectly serious duck, Dry understood her stillness was its own warm gift. Her flat face wasn't coldness, it was generosity. By not laughing, she handed the whole laugh to everyone else. By staying calm, she made room for their delight to explode. The funniest thing she did was hold it all in, just so others could let it all out. A deep, level contentment settled behind her unmoving face. And for once, just at the corner of her mouth, the tiniest, most private smile. She wasn't cold. She was the calm that set everyone else laughing. And Gerald, on her head, quacked once, serenely.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to DRY. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.